This is RSPNB Update, episode 129 for Thursday, December 6th, 2007. The Hidden Thingamabob. Hello, everybody. Guess what time it is. Brad, what time is it?
21:16 GMT.
Okay, there you go. It's 2:17 p.m. where I am right now.
It just turned over 17 here as well.
Yeah. Anyways, so how have you been doing this week?
I ate too much cheese last night.
That's cheese.
All I'm prepared to say.
Okay. Yeah, well, we can talk more about that later. So anyways, we got to do this show this week. They talked about updates in the behind the scenes, but nothing happened this week. I find that rather interesting, don't you?
Yes, that's Jagex being lazy asses again. We all know that.
They snuck in an update last Friday, actually. Party room changes. It seems that Party Pete was so busy partying that he forgot to inform everyone the changes to his party room.
Party Pete was so high on crack, he forgot to tell everybody about changes he'd made. Which he couldn't remember he'd made because he was under the influence of crack.
I don't think he can do that kind of stuff in this game.
You can't hide the truth, Shane. Party Pete is a crack addict.
I don't think so.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen any evidence of that myself.
Why do you think, right, the whole of the floor of the party hall is white, checked? So if he drops any of his crack, it hides it.
Okay. But I just thought it was like a 1960s motif or something.
No, it's really to hide Party Pete's crack addiction.
You think so? I don't think, Shane.
I know.
No, I don't agree with that. But anyways,
Party Pete's addicted to crack.
They've made changes regarding the market value. So, for instance, now if a value is less than up to 50K, it'll be 10-second delay. 50 to 150K, 1-minute delay. The Falador bankers and party barmaids will announce that a party is happening. 150K to 1 million, there's a 5-minute delay before the balloons drop. The Falador men and women and bankers and party barmaids will announce that a party is happening. Oh, my God. 1 million plus, there's a 10-minute delay. The Falador men, women, bankers, and party room barmaids will announce that a party is happening. Nearly all the bankers across RuneScape will announce that a party is happening and offer free teleports to the party room.
Okay. What a gay update. If you want to have a drop party with your friends, you just do it yourself in some secluded place.
Like a house.
Yeah.
That's what I did for my farming.
Yeah.
Do you think it's right for this to be happening? Or
no, I think it's stupid and doesn't really achieve anything because the aim is obviously to cut down on... Because they think people were... They must have known, in fairness, that people were trading real-world item trading by putting stuff in and dropping it on secluded worlds at secluded times. So I think, yeah, but there are plenty of ways around
that.
There are plenty of ways around it, so it's not really a meritable solution.
Yeah, I know. And plus, if you're wanting to do this, and you're dropping a party hat, and you don't want some noob to come and get it, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Well, I said that if you wanted to, just do it between you and your friends, you just have to go somewhere quiet and drop it on the floor.
I won't be using the party room anytime soon. Let's just say that.
Because of Party Pete's crack addiction.
No, I
heard he gets quite violent at night. You want to stay away from there.
You want to go check later?
What? No way. He's a crazy...
Okay, let's try and be nice here and not...
The guy's a crack addict.
Any words
that
we
you
should...
You can bleep it, Shane. People love it when you bleep it.
Okay. Look at what I found on Google.
Oh, what?
When I searched for Party Pete.
Oh, God, it's a link to Phoebe's. Wow, that is Party... See, look! That guy is clearly a crack addict.
It's on bbc.co.uk. It's So much for you British people like that.
Yeah, we like it like that. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Pete Tong in IBSA 2006.
Party has official... Pete Tong in Ibiza. It's not Ibiza, you fucking moron.
The party has officially begun. Okay,
he's a DJ.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yes, Pete Tong.
You know him?
I know of him. I don't know him.
Okay. So he's fairly popular around your neck of the woods then?
No, he's not really popular. I just know of him because my dad used to listen to him on the radio.
Okay. Do you want to be a DJ one day on the radio?
No.
Aw. Okay. December behind the scenes.
Yay.
Bounty Hunter. Which basically,
and
yeah.
Gay.
No, this is actually going to be kind of fun, actually, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking, vaguely reading this, you know, you get sent to like a secluded zone where you have to kill each other off, right?
Yeah, and you don't know who's after you.
You probably won't have seen it, but have you heard of the Japanese film Battle Royale?
No, tell me about it.
That's this really messed up film. Well, it's not messed up, it is slightly macabre, where these Japanese school children get sent to this island where they're forced to kill each other off. It just reminded me of that.
Okay, well, you have a very strange mind.
Thank you.
Reason this made me think of this game called The Ship on Steam. You ever see that on the Steam pages, a game called The Ship?
No.
It's a Steam game, like a mod using the Source Engine and whatnot. Basically, you're on a ship and someone's out to kill you and you have to kill someone. So
you have a very strange mind, Shane.
No, it's like a fun game. I was going to buy it, but never got around to it. It's called The Ship on Steam.
The Ship sounds a lot of shit.
No.
Yeah, it does.
I don't think so, Brad.
What would you know? Let's move on.
Well, I'm older than you.
Oh, you pulled that card out.
I know.
I'm British.
Oh. Well, you guys did start our country off, and unlike the U.S., we didn't rebel about it, you know?
Yeah, this is sort of like Trump's, isn't it? We're playing with ourselves. Shane wins on age, I win on nationality. What have we got left?
I can outcode you.
I can out... nothing I can say on this show.
I know what you mean. Okay, Clan Wars. What do you think
This sounds very interesting, I think.
It's basically, I guess you can, like, it was this in a large arena without the worry of interruption, so I wonder if you'll be able to have more than one clan against each other. What do you guys think?
That'd be possible, I guess.
Is there someone else here? Because I just said, what do you guys think?
No, it's just me, but I could pretend to have multiple personalities. What do you think, Brad won? Well, I think it's a fairly shitty update. But, you know, it won't be used. We already have the wilderness. What do you think, Brad, too? I think it's a very good update. I mean, okay, I'll stop that now because I can't be bothered to think of two different opinions for everything and then enact them out.
Anyways,
I don't have schizophrenia.
It's fairly simple. You just attack the other groups and wipe them all out.
Yeah, this should be fairly good, though, because the thing about the clans don't like holding fights in the wilderness very much is that they can be crashed.
The question is, will you be able to put, like, say, two clans against one, or a whole bunch of clans against each other, you know, or...
Well, if Jagex uses their brains, I managed to stop myself from swearing there. If Jagex manages to use their head, then they should come up with some good options, not just one-on-one fighting.
Yeah. I don't know, I think it would be
like,
fun,
capture the flag, like Castle Wars.
Ooh, yeah, except with guns.
No, Shane.
No? Okay. Yeah. Last night, in Counter-Strike, speaking of guns, I saved the game twice with the AWP because I was on that level, you know, in gun game. But too bad Team Damage wasn't on, because if Team Damage was on, I would have killed the person behind me, because you know how powerful that AWP is, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, back on track now. I didn't get this next part about the... Spirits of the creatures during the God Wars are returning to haunt the living in the wilderness or something.
Would I didn't
be
get
able
that
to hold
either.
Back a spectral dark beast? I don't know.
Party Pete must have written that during one of his crack binges.
Okay. Gravestones! What do you think?
I think it's a stupid idea.
Why?
Well, because, like Mike said, he said, you know, he'd rather spend his money on something that's going to keep him alive than something to look at when he dies.
Well, if it's not that expensive, why not, you know?
It's just another way to drain money from the economy.
Yeah. Like, I'd get one if I could write something on it, you know?
What, like? I'd have Brad Was Here on mine.
Space Farmer.
Oh, God.
Did you know that seeds taken up into space grow better than seeds that are on the ground? Just
what, in RuneScape or real life?
Real life.
Do you want to go into space?
Yes.
Can I buy you a one-way ticket to the
no,
moon?
No, no.
One way.
You wouldn't be able to make me reach escape velocity anyways, but... Christmas update. They say it's going to be like a more traditional type of Christmas event with the traditional RuneScape Christmas feel. So what do you think?
Pedo Santa?
What?
Sorry, first thing that came to my head.
Last year was just... that was just horrible, don't you think? Remember last year's?
No, I wasn't playing last year. What was it?
It was something with snow on the island of Karamja. You had to give these kids something, and you got the Windtumber tree and the reindeer hat.
That sounds horrible.
I know, it was. So they say something about snowballs and whatnot. Snowballs and snowmen.
They always have snowballs in World of Warcraft during Christmas.
Oh, really?
You can throw. And it's really funny if players are running and you throw a snowball at them, it actually knocks them over. So you can imagine there's lots of griefing goes on with snowballs.
Like, they gave us snowballs last year, but you couldn't take them out of that area, which was too bad. But the Christmas event 2 years ago was the best one. I hope it's more like that.
I don't remember that.
It was the one with the big Fallot or Varrock Christmas tree and the marionettes thingamajigs. Yeah, anyways, more on thingamajigs later. And they say the website will have the festive feel, and they want to wish us a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. It's been a fantastic 2007, and with summoning just weeks away, it's going to be an even more awesome 2008.
No.
You don't think so?
No, Jagex are going to mess up even more stuff in 2008.
I hope
so. And I'm going to rant about it.
Yeah, you can do that. You know how to rant, right?
Rant.
Speaking of summoning, development diary. Both basically designing the summoning skill, and that eggs will now have a use.
Can we throw them at Jagex for developing such a crappy idea?
I don't know, but I have lots of eggs in my bank from all my... farming and woodcutting.
Are you hoarding them to throw at people?
No, I'm keeping them. Which was kind of funny, because on the first episode ever of the show, Pika thought we'd use the eggs, it would hatch into something to fly around to the runecrafting altars.
Oh, yes, I remember that. That was over 2 years ago now.
Yeah, and they're finally coming out with a use for them.
That shows how productive Jagex are.
I don't know. Just take a read at this if you like figuring out how things are done behind the scenes. I know I do, because, well, I just find it interesting to see what goes on underneath the hood, you know?
Yeah. You're nosy, basically. That's what you're trying to say.
No, I just like knowing how things are, coded and whatnot, you know?
Nosy.
No. You're nosy. Christmas cards. Are you going to be giving Emily any Christmas cards from here?
From RuneScape?
Yeah.
No, because I don't want her to leave me.
There's one here called Dragon's First Christmas.
Jesus Christ.
Take a look at it. It's rather funny.
I really don't want to, but I will anyway. You know, the really sad thing is she would probably think that was cute.
What, the Dragon's First Christmas?
And probably the one on the left of it as well.
You should do it and see what happens. No?
No, I won't change. I'm not going to play Russian roulette with my relationship.
The Varrock one is nice.
Yeah, but I would never actually print them out and send them to anyone.
I'm going to send them out.
Who to? Mike?
No. I have a huge list of addresses I'm going to send to.
Please tell me you don't have my address.
Yeah, I do, actually.
Yeah, right. Tell me what it is. Come on. If you know it, you can tell every update listener what it is.
No, that's okay. Moving on!
Liar.
Moving on. Anyways, I like the Varrock one. What's your favorite?
I have an affinity for cute little dragons, so it'll probably be the
Dragon's First Christmas?
Eating the present, yes.
Okay. Time for the poll. The habit of the lifetime, numero 2. 49,289 votes. So, Brad, take the first question, please.
Hammy, did you say 49,200 and whatever warts?
Votes!
That's a seriously warted up face, man. I need to get that sorted out.
It's votes. Okay, first question, please.
Okay. Think about the last time you played RuneScape. Well, I'd really rather not. What did you do?
You're playing again.
For God's sake, don't remind me. What did you do in that session? Click all those that apply.
So what did you do?
I will just read these out because I can read them quickly. I attacked creatures for their drops. I played a mini game. I played at least one quest. I trained my lowest skill. I trained a skill I'm close to leveling. I trained a skill that is neither my highest or lowest. I trained my highest skill. I talked to my friends, PM'd them. I went to Playkilling. I played a piece of content that has recently been released. I did some merchanting. Faggots. I checked on my Tears of Gothics. I checked on Miscellanea. I checked my farming patches. I took on a Slayer task. I went to my favorite area, I sorted my bank, I wondered what to do, I died, none of the above. And I would probably say I trained a skill that is neither my highest or lowest, and I checked my Tears of Gothics, and I talked to my friends, PM'd them.
Okay. I did talk to my friends and PM'd them. Trained
Shut
a skill
up,
that's not
no
my...
Friends.
Yes, I do. Trained a skill that's not my highest or lowest. Trained a skill that I'm close to leveling. I trained my highest skill. Let's see.
You
I checked my farming patches.
Patches.
Yeah, and that's about it. I just don't see why people don't check on their farming patches. Only 10% check that option. Have you checked on your farming patches?
No, because there's nothing in them.
You should go plant some stuff.
No, maybe when I go for 70, but that won't be for a while yet.
No fun.
I know.
Before your last RuneScape session, did you have an idea of what you planned to do?
Yes.
Yeah, me too, actually.
I'm like that with World of Warcraft. I'm like that with pretty much any game I play. I will log on thinking, play for 1-2 hours, and I want to achieve this in that time. I'm very goal-orientated when it comes to games.
I'm goal-oriented when I come to anything. Whenever I decide if I'm going to do something, I always think of what I want to do in that time period.
I guess I do it a little bit more outside of games, but it seems to be especially in games.
29% knew exactly what they were going to do. In the meantime, 13% had no idea of what they were going to do.
I wouldn't log on to the game if I had no idea what I was going to do.
Yeah.
If you log on to the game with no idea what you're going to do, then you need to find something better to do with your time.
Like go play some Star Trek games.
Go hang yourself from a bridge.
Anyways, this question feels vaguely familiar. Okay, what do you plan to achieve or do in the next month, please, Brad?
Hang on a second. What do I plan to achieve?
Or do.
Okay.
In the next month.
Right.
Last poll question.
I want to train one of my lowest skills.
Which is?
No, I want to concentrate on a skill that's not my highest or lowest, and that would be Herblore.
Okay. I should do that too.
You've got a much higher Herblore than me.
It's 83.
I'm only 65, going on 70.
But I helped you get 70.
No, Shane, I already had the herbs to get 70. You just swapped me some extra herbs.
Yeah, but it all helps. Anyways, go on, continue.
That's all I was going to say. I'm just working on a skill. That's the only thing I'm doing. I don't even play that much. I am playing again, but not that much.
I plan to get 99 woodcutting.
How fun.
I know. And I also
plan fishing.
And I also plan to continue farming. I got some more magic seeds that are ready to go, so that'll be the next few days or something.
Well, are you going for number one farming?
No, I'd go for number one if someone paid, funded it, but I have other things I want to fund in the meantime, so yeah. Anyways, yes, so I think that's it for RuneScape updates. Shall we move on to questions?
Yes, and we have a lot of questions.
Okay. Yeah, we had like 16 or something in the topic, but just to keep the show down, we only took 10, so...
Shall I take the first one?
Yes, please.
On RuneScape, do people treat you as celebrities? On RuneScape, do you act like celebrities? Best wishes, second highest score and skill of the month. Won by the most different skill of the month, KJTH 2003. So Shane, do people treat you like celebrities?
Well, they try to, some of them, but I really don't want any of it.
Nobody does that to me.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. If I turn my private chat on, I'll get like a whole like at least 10 people messaging me within the first 2 minutes.
Them messaging me is not like treating... I wouldn't say that just people messaging me saying hello is treating me like a celebrity.
But they're like, oh my god, you're my number one fan. I'm your number one fan. I like your podcast.
You're making it out, you lie. Nobody says that to you.
Yeah, they do.
Nobody likes you.
Yes, they do.
Anyway.
Do you act like a celebrity?
No, I don't.
Yeah, neither do I. Like... I don't know how is there to do that on RuneScape? You know, like that just doesn't make sense. So.
We aren't celebrities anyway. We're just two idiots who get up every week and speak into a mic.
Yeah.
For some reason, people seem to like that.
Yeah, they do actually.
You need to take
a
long, hard look at yourselves and ask yourselves why.
Why? What's wrong with that? It gives us a job to do every week.
Good point.
Without it, we'd be just sitting here and doing nothing.
Not doing it. Yes.
What do you want for Christmas in real life? Shane, what program do you use on Mac to code Java programs? Question is Davo 338.
Answer the game Mac question first.
Well, for school and stuff like that, I use a program called Eclipse, which is fairly universal. Has a good lot of modules, refactoring stuff built in. It makes it fairly easy to work with code stuff. If you really wanted to get into Mac coding, you could always use Xcode, which comes with every copy of OS X. So, but I use Eclipse for Java stuff. That's what I use.
Okay, then what do you want for Christmas?
Probably an Xbox 360. But there's like what would you like? There's, I don't know. There was a topic about. Like,
what aren't you sure of?
I'm just not sure that people. Like, people make these huge lists of Christmas things, but money is, like, you know? Like, you know what I mean, right? Like, it's...
Now, I'm going to sound fairly old here. When you get a job, and I'm sure anybody else here is listening who has just a part-time job, I don't mean full-time, you will understand that Christmas means an awful lot less to you, because I probably wanted an Xbox 360 a few months ago for Christmas as well, but I have a job, so I was able to buy one after about 2 to 3 weeks of, after about a month of working.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to wait for Christmas to like ask my parents for stuff. So Christmas, from a gift point of view, has no meaning. I didn't ask for anything for Christmas. People will get me stuff, but it probably won't be. I'm not going to make demands of people saying I want this, I want that, because if I want something, I save money and I buy it myself.
Yeah, like last. Oops. Oh, well. I'll edit that out. Last year, for instance, I bought my own MacBook Pro. It doesn't make sense to
But you don't
ask.
Have a job, Shane. Get a
it,
job,
it,
Shane.
It was from, like, school money and stuff like that.
Get a job, Shane.
It was like a school expense, you know? School expenditure.
Get a job, Shane.
Yeah. It was a school expenditure.
Get a job, Shane.
You need to go, and not cut yourself. Because sometimes you might cut yourself and then that wouldn't be good.
Right.
When you're working.
I don't cut myself when I'm working. I get
paid
money.
Sometimes you might. Like when you see scary people come in that make you want to like run away.
what, who resemble people in such a freaky manner that it makes me fear, like, almost wet myself.
And hide behind the counter.
Which is made of glass, so it's no use hiding behind it. Anyway, that's another story.
For another time.
No, for never.
It's funny, though.
No, it isn't. Right, next question. What is the main reason why you play RuneScape? And that question is from Jan.
Well, for me, it's because it's like this site, for one, you know?
Mm.
That's one of my reasons. Another reason is that, say, for instance, it's a good stress reliever. It's a good thing, good way to escape from the real world, as you know.
I'm going to go into a bit of a detailed discussion here, right? Obviously, one of the reasons I play is the podcast, but a few people have sort of been asking, now that I've probably over the last week been logging onto RuneScape more, from like previously not at all to maybe for like one couple of hours a day, right? The only reason that I've started to play RuneScape again is because World of Warcraft gets very boring when you play it on your own. You know, people have been like asking me if I've quit WoW or if I think WoW is crap. No, World of Warcraft is still better than RuneScape in every possible way. It's just that most of the fun things to do on World of Warcraft require lots of people.
Ah.
And I don't play World of Warcraft on my own. I only play when my friends are online. And now that summer is pretty much over, most of them are back at school, college, work.
They go to school?
Yeah, college work. Most of them are college students. And obviously they aren't around, they aren't online as much. So obviously I'm not going to play World of Warcraft on my own because it's incredibly boring when you're playing on your own. So I only play when my friends are playing. When my friends are not playing, I'll probably be playing RuneScape. So there you go.
Yeah, and RuneScape's gotten a whole lot more fun since you started playing again.
Only because I could put loads and loads of items on the Grand Exchange and make loads of money, and then blow that on herbs.
Yeah, and then I get money from you.
Bastard.
No? Anyways, yeah, see, the reason I like it is because it... Oh, I already said. I forgot I said that. Speaking of World of Warcraft, there's this William Shatner commercial for World of Warcraft. Have you seen it?
I know, I posted it in the non-RS media forum last week.
It's like, yeah.
William Shatner, and I'm a shaman.
Hello, I'm William Shatner, and I'm a shaman. I'm a conduit of the ancient forces of nature. You're no doubt wondering, hey, Shatner, how do I hurl bolts of lightning? Simple. Get World of Warcraft, dog. You can be anyone you want. I'm William Shatner.
I love that last line where he says, get World of Warcraft, dog. You can be
number one online game. Try it for free at Warcraft.com.
But as I was saying in clan chat very early this morning, William Shatner sucks. And the class shaman sucks in World of Warcraft, so it figures.
Oh, God. Without Star Trek, anyway, there wouldn't be iPods.
Without Star Trek, you wouldn't be here, and I'd be happy.
Jeez, quit it. Okay, I think we're done with that one, eh?
Yeah.
Okay, describe your morning routine with an interesting-looking smiley face from Kelsey.
You first.
Well, depends on what time I have to leave, you know, for that thing, for the S word,
let's
you know?
Let's go first, a normal school day.
Okay. Well, that depends. Do you want a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, or a Tuesday, Thursday?
Just an average day, Shane. Just you
well,
pick.
Get up.
Give a toss.
Get up, right? Get dressed.
What time?
8.
What time?
8.
Give us timestamps.
8 o'clock. A.M.
Okay.
Because classes start at 9, so 10 minutes get ready, another 10 to eat, and then leave. And then, yeah, that's basically it. Just get up, get ready, and go. Nothing too elaborate.
Yeah, mine's pretty much like that. I normally get up at about 7, shower. I have to be out of the shower by about 10 past, and then leave the house at about half past 7 to get a bus.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm usually out pretty early. Except for Wednesdays, which is my day off, which I just laze about, do nothing.
What time does the sun rise there?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably about 8, 9 at the moment.
Oh, yeah, that's about the same here.
I'm not sure.
You don't pay attention to those kind of things?
That I like. No.
I always pay attention to those kind of things.
I don't really give a shit, Shane.
So you don't have anything special you do in the morning, then? No newspapers?
Really, no.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I normally buy a newspaper when I get into Gloucester.
Oh, really? I don't read newspapers. I just get everything
online.
I
read as I walk to the college.
Sorry to disappoint you, Kelsey.
And I'm walking through the center of town.
Sorry to disappoint
you. What was she expecting?
I don't know. I think she was expecting something more interesting. With that little smiley face, you know?
What, rather than just...
Get up and
I
go.
I get up and I leave the house.
Yeah, you know? Anyways.
Well, we're boring people.
Yeah, we are.
Well,
that's why
are.
We're doing the show. There's nobody else.
Amen.
Like, yeah. Okay,
oh,
next
God,
question.
I'm depressed.
Questions from Anubis.
What's the most expensive present you've ever gotten, and how would you feel if your parents gave all the money they would have spent on you for Christmas to some charity in South Africa and instead of spending it on you? Questions from Anubis. How would you feel, Shane?
Personally, I don't think that would be the right course of action. I think the money could be spent somewhere else, like more locally, you know? I don't know if I said before. Have I told
like
you before?
On you?
No. I mean, like, if it had to go to charity, you know? Like, somewhere more locally. Have I told you about my non-interference policy that I think would be the best thing to adopt?
What?
Non-interference policy in developing countries. Because if you think about it, England, Canada, the United States, and all those other... big
Jesus
countries
Christ.
Who have been around for a long time, they had to develop themselves, right? They didn't have help from outside sources, right?
Yes.
So it's my belief that developing countries in Africa, South America and whatnot, should have to develop for themselves rather than getting handouts from other first world countries per se, because it just... It'll end up creating like a dependency. It's just... have to develop on their own without getting any aid from outside sources. Like, that's my view on...
It's my belief you should shut the up and answer the damn question.
I did!
You just said, how would you feel, not what is your opinion on aid in third world countries. Anyway, like I said, I wouldn't really give a toss if I didn't get anything for Christmas because I earn money.
I've actually been feeling the same way like that over the past probably 3 or 4 years, I think, about Christmas. It's not as big of a deal as it used to be, like when you would be like 10 or something, you know?
Yeah, well, that's because when you were really excited and you had nothing else to look forward to in your sad, miserable old life. I hated being a 10-year-old.
So what was your most expensive ever?
Does it say Christmas present or just
yeah.
present?
Christmas.
Expensive print. Well, it's probably the computer I got when my laptop broke.
Oh.
Remember the other year my laptop broke?
Yeah.
It was shortly after we recorded the episode, batteries run at 0%.
Yeah. And that was the last episode a certain Australian was on. Remember that?
Don't remind me, Shane. I know, I've mentally blocked it out.
Okay.
Although there's so much of her, it is difficult to block it all out. Oh, that was low. But funny. She's not going to be listening to this.
Does she?
I hope. I have no idea. If she does, I'm pissing myself because she'll... I don't know what she'll do to me. Help me.
She'll come visit you. Okay,
yeah.
Probably about
no,
it,
no,
maybe.
I don't think she would, actually.
I don't know, probably maybe $300 or something, I think. Or something, you know?
What was that?
Probably like the original N64 or something like that. Back when it came out. So, yeah. Thank you, Anubis. What is your favorite sound effect on RuneScape? I personally like the bing, bing, bing of High Elk, Skate Ilkley. Bit of a history lesson here for you, Brad.
I actually don't have one.
This guy, Skate
I can
Ilkley?
Remember this guy, yeah.
Yeah, he was back in the olden days.
I can remember him.
Pika days. So
yeah, you don't need to educate me. I can actually remember.
Okay, I didn't know that. I have no idea what my favorite sound would be. Oh, it's like that spirit tree.
I don't have a favorite
sound.
It's
the spirit
either.
Tree one. You know when the spirit tree goes? It's like the cracking of wood or
no,
something?
No, I always have sounds from RuneScape off.
It's when you teleport using a spirit
tree. I have
no idea
what you're talking about.
It's like a cracking.
Yeah, I don't
know. It's like a hollow cracking of wood sound.
Oh.
Yeah.
Pixel wood.
No. I'd show you, but I'm far away from a spirit tree, I think. So, do you want me to log in and play the sound?
No, god
okay.
Damn no.
I think your skate ilfly Brad doesn't have a favorite sound, sadly. Next one.
Okay. Given Luna's known skill helping abilities, do you believe there will be additional spells that allow for helping of summon creatures, or maybe a new spell book? A new spell book for summoning creatures? Possibly.
Maybe, because technically it is. You'd have to cast something, I think, right? Or
yeah,
would you have to just use a
summoning spell.
Set of items? Like, I'm not exactly sure on how it'll work, but does that make sense to you, or... Like, I don't know.
Vaguely, yes.
Like, I think summoning could have been a subset of magic, but as they said in the last development diary, it just didn't make sense to have it there, so... I don't know. Possibly, but you might just end up having to use, what's it called? Like, a huge selection of items, you know? Like, say you have, like, maybe three
ingredients.
Items in your... Yes, that's it. Ingredients. And then when you do that, it would summon the item, so you might not even need a spell book. So, a bit unsure on that. Second part of that question?
Also, are mounts a viable addition to summoning or teleports and transportation? Possibly related to why I heard his mount have you there.
What's a mount?
PFK99s. Oh, it's like a horse you ride on.
Oh.
In World of Warcraft, it depends. Different races have different mounts. I personally do not think that a mount would be a good idea in RuneScape.
Yeah, I don't think...
I don't think the world is big enough.
I don't think mounts will be... If that's what they are here in RuneScape, because it just would make things too powerful, you know? Like, there was an article in the last Informer about horses and how it would have, but I just don't think that horses are something for RuneScape, do you?
I think the world is too small. They aren't needed. They aren't needed, seriously. If you cannot walk from one side of the RuneScape world to the other...
Yeah,
it would take you no time at all.
When I was a noob, I walked from one end to the other. So.
Compared to the time it would take you to walk from one side of the world of the world in World of Warcraft to the other, it's nothing.
Okay. I got my sound up here. Listen.
Oh, Christ.
Isn't that an intro?
That sounds wrong.
Didn't you hear the bird?
No. Oh god, this is making me want to gouge my ears out. Shane, stop that. Seriously.
Okay, there we go. I just think that's an interesting sound.
I'll make an interesting sound out of your face in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, are we done with this one then?
I think so.
Okay.
I don't think mounts would be fun.
When someone does something mean to you, hits you, or hurts you, do you look for revenge or just ignore them? This question is from Pain in the Grass. Interesting name there. So
I think everybody knows what my answer is going to be for this. Everybody knows.
You ignore them?
Yeah, Shane, because I'm that sort of person. I just ignore them.
Or you do revenge and
yeah,
phone them during an exam.
Revenge all the motherfucking way.
To quote Star Trek 2,
revenge
is a dish best served cold.
That is not just a Star Trek quote.
Okay, well, where is it from then?
It's Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Because I never heard it anywhere else.
The first written appearance of the proverb, anyway, I just found it. Oh, where is it?
The first written
appearance of the proverb, revenge is a dish best served cold, is often credited to the 18th century novel, Les Liaisons Dangereuses.
Have you read it?
So, it's not... No, but Wikipedia never lies, so you're wrong.
I'm going to go play with my sound some more.
Did you just say you're going to go play with yourself some more?
Sat with that sound. God, Brad,
okay,
God.
Whatever you say.
Got a strange mind. So anyways, you look for revenge?
Yes.
Yeah, I probably look for revenge too, but I do it more, covertly.
Pussily.
I'm not going to be someone to come around and knock you down. I'd rather take you out from a distance with a nice long scope sniper weapon. Don't you agree that snipers are more of a good weapon to use rather than going in up close?
Depends, really. Sometimes I prefer going in close, as you put it.
I like snipers if I have a good sniping spot and the people don't know I'm there, like covert sniping. That's what I like.
Yeah, well, if you shoot from the same position more than once, they're likely to figure out where you are.
Yes, that's right. Unless the bullet is a quiet bullet, which is practically impossible.
Still, they can work out where the angle of the shot came from.
Not that quickly.
To work that out.
Not that quickly.
Yeah, you could, believe me.
Oh, so
I could do it in CS.
So you've dealt with this in real life, then? I'm talking about real life.
Yes, I have. Not in real life, you moron. Can we just... let's see.
Okay. Next one.
We've got a lot of questions to get
next
through.
One.
Shane, did you ever think of making a RuneScape calculator as a widget for Mac OS X? iPhone would download several skills to my dashboard.
Oh, you want me to answer that first?
Well, yeah, obviously, that's why
What I have to say about this is if you have the new Safari 3, I think in the latest update they did ship it for Tiger, so if you run software update and get, 10.4.11, or if you have Leopard, you'll have Safari 3. And in Safari 3, there's a, I don't know if it's Leopard only, but we'll have to check on this. But if you have Leopard, I know you can, there's this feature called Web Clip, which lets you take a clipping of a web page, with Safari, and it'll put it in dashboard. So basically, what you could do in that case is just make a clipping of the calculator page and have it there as a widget. But see, the thing with developing stuff like that is Mac users, we only probably got about five at the most who play RuneScape on our site, so this wouldn't be a valid use of our time when we could be working on other things. You know what I mean, Brad?
Not really, no.
Well, it takes time to do things. So, yes, that's my answer to that.
Yes, I know.
What do you think is the minimum level needed to get a fire cape from BHH 2000?
Didn't somebody do it at, like, was it level 50?
Was a peer.
So you could do it at 50 if you're a peer.
You could, but it'd be extra hard to do because you'd have to use spells and you'd need lots of spells. It'd be very expensive. I don't know, I'd say minimum for a regular person would be probably 100-ish, right?
With a decent range level.
Yes, depends on your range level. Like, if you have 99 range, then combat 100.
Range and prayer.
And high hit points, you'll be good.
Range and prayer.
When are you doing the fire cape?
Depends?
Okay. But, I don't know. Like, around the hundreds, I'd think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next question, please, Brad.
If you could use a RuneScape ability in real life, what would it be?
Read what he's saying. He'd choose...
I would choose prayer. I'm going to rampage use protection prayers to bounce bullets from my chest and granting me incredible strength and stamina. No one would be safe, not even your mother. Your mother. No offense, but I think Brad's answer will be far more interesting than Shane's. His inner evil is great and provides for great potential. He is also much more entertaining and a much nicer guy. Shane is a jerk and needs to speak less about Star Trek. Okay, I just tacked that last bit on for myself. But I think we can all agree it was true.
No.
Anyway, that question's from Cooper. So, you go first, Shane.
Let's see. Let me think for a minute of the skills. Magic. Like an airwave.
Why?
You know, send someone flying backwards really far, hurt them. Burn them, soak them, cover them in dirt, freeze them, burn them. I just think magic would be a lot more fun. Your turn.
I'd go with Hunter, and I'd make loads of pitfall traps for people to fall into.
You can't do that on RuneScape.
And I'd put really sharp in real life. For God's sake, do you not read the question?
I did, but RuneScape abilities, which means...
Pitfall traps. You can do pitfall traps.
Yes, but you can't trap people with them on RuneScape.
Oh, for God's sake, and... You're taking the question too literally and thus spoiling it. Congratulations, Shane, you spoiled the question. On to tech news.
Why? So you like hunting then?
I like killing people. But you've spoiled the question, so it's no. I'm just
okay,
I haven't enough.
Tech news.
I'm calling my agent. I'm off this show.
Oh, no, you're not. No, you're not. Apple caves in. Hollywood faces off and will raise iTunes movie prices. Have you ever bought anything on iTunes?
I have bought a few albums. And but I couldn't get anywhere else.
Oh, yes, exactly. But anyways, fortunately and finally, the iTunes movie store collection is about to expand. In a report from Pali Research and recounted Mac and N Studios, the 20th Century Fox have been successful in convincing Apple to pay a higher wholesale price at $15 per movie, just less than the $3 average price of a brick-and-mortar DVD. What this means is the actual selling price of movie in the iTunes store remains to be seen, but the deal apparently secures more studio support for doing things like including iTunes-optimized movie on the store-bought enhanced DVDs. I don't know. What do you think? I just don't think that these new companies they just want the money, and I don't think that's the best way to go. Like, yeah, they want the money, but they just
99.9% of companies are out for it because of the money, Shane.
I know, and that's really not how it should be, but it is.
Jagex are out for the money. Every bloody major company is out to make money. Not stupid question.
Who? Stupid question?
Well, you said. No, what you said. Of course, every company is out to make money, so you can't say it's stupid these companies are just out to make money. Practically every company is just out to make money.
Yeah, but shouldn't it be enough to just recoup your costs and not, you know what I mean?
No, they want to make a bigger fucking profit as they can.
Granted, but I know I would, but I just don't see that it should be that these monopolists in the old media ways want to bring this into the new media ways. You know what? That's what I'm trying to say. They don't understand how the new media is working and whatnot. Should we charge for our show?
No.
Exactly. I don't know. It just annoys me. Just get off BitTorrent, you know?
Yeah. Don't
do you ever
say
do that?
That.
Hey, I don't even...
I cannot say.
I don't even download movies. I don't download movies, so... I'm safe. Are you?
I am very safe, Shane.
Okay. This one's for both of us, because your World of Warcraft Blizzard company merged with Activision for $18 billion. So these
a lot
two,
of money.
I know. So they say this is that they'll form the world's most profitable games business with that deal, which they say £9.5 billion. That's a pretty heavy business deal.
World of Warcraft was the most profitable game in the world anyway, without Activision. So the fact it commands a monthly, so I think, and they must make millions and millions a month. So.
Yeah, and I wonder how much of that's actually profit. And how much goes to costs.
Bit.
Do you want to go work there?
I'd say that, well, Blizzard, right? I remember seeing a picture, right, that was taken on the Blizzard tour of the offices. They actually have a vault under the Blizzard main offices in Irvine, California, where they keep about a lot of solid gold bars that are worth hundreds of thousands each.
Why would you keep gold bars in the basement in a vault of your offices?
Because they're bloody rich. I read an interview with the old head of Blizzard, which was Mike Morhaime, and apparently he said that Activision aren't going to have any say in how Blizzard is run, and Blizzard isn't going to have any say in how Activision is run.
So what's the point of the deal?
Really, they're just too... Exactly, that's what I was thinking.
God! Is it just to make it look better on the stock market?
Probably. Make them look like a stronger company.
Activision makes like the Tony Hawk and Guitar Hero.
And Call of Duty 4.
Yes. 9 million people pay to play World of Warcraft a month. So how much is it?
Mm-hmm.
9 million times
$15.
Money? Oh yeah, that's
$15 a month.
Yeah, that's quite a bit of money. Wow.
Yeah,
anyways,
quite a bit.
Actually, the best Star Trek games were made by Activision as well. Armada 2, Elite Force, Elite Force 2. What? They're not crap.
They must be a crap company then.
They're not.
How long have we been recording so far?
I don't know, 50-some-odd minutes.
Well, this episode's going to run long. We better hurry up.
Yes, so Activision is good. Blizzard is good. There's not much tech news, but interesting that this happens. Okay, I'll take the first
round. Are these three rounds?
Yeah, there's three. To be frank, it's a major problem in clan support in a clan chat that I frequent. That a new general will go berserk and kick everyone they can. This general will then blame others and then get those people deranked. Could you please, you being Jagex, add in a feature for the ranked people at least to see in-game chat who's been kicked by who? It would solve some bigger chat problems. Thanks for reading. Okay, first thing, if these people, it's the channel owner's own fault, you know? Like, we've never had anyone go rogue.
For giving these people power.
Yeah, it's the channel owner's own fault. We've never had any problems, have we?
Nope.
Except for the first day when I kicked Warren, but that was just a test. So.
I do agree they should have some sort of log, though, just for safety reasons.
Yeah, but this guy is kind of stupid because it's not his own problem, it's Jagex's problem. So, yeah, I don't know.
What?
I got that reversed. It's not Jagex's problem, it's the channel owner's problem. That's what I meant to say. Yes, there we go.
Yeah, I agree with that. Jagex can't moderate every little thing.
Yeah, and if you do, there's no point in having it, so. Oh well. Next rant, Bradler? Lee? What do you want me to call you? Bradley?
Next
Bradler?
Rant.
Bradlina? Bradmin?
Right. Shut up. Right. RuneScape used to be a place where players could control prices and they could pay without fear. But these days, if you give a friend 700k, for example, you can get banned because they suspect you're real-world trading. Not to mention, these days, you can get practically banned for anything at all, because no matter what perspective you take, anything can offend anyone. My friend was messing around, and I said, I hack you. He got banned. Well, no, my friend was messing around and said, I hack you. He got banned. Well done, Jagex. If you look at the player dictionary, Let's see what hacks means. Hacks, hack, to cheat. Generally used as a joke. Generally used as a joke, eh? JetGex himself has said it's generally used as a joke, that somebody got banned for it. A joke indeed. Sort it out, JetGex, or do you have no sense of humour? Well, I think we know they don't. Or can you simply not read your own player dictionary? Another friend of mine, level 124 in Stone Slayer, got permuted after being hacked an advertising website. She did appeal, but knowing JetGex's customer support, she didn't get unmuted. And I'm sure this has happened to hundreds of others. JetGex is scaring people. If they step out of line one bit, they get killed. In this case, banned. And where have we seen that before, eh?
Hey,
you're referring to Nazi Germany.
Yes, I was thinking the same thing, weren't you?
Well, obviously, because I just said it.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, I think a part of this, I agree. JetGex has always had bad customer support. We know that.
But at least it's not in India.
And JetGex is always banned for stupid reasons.
At least it's not in India. At least it's not in India.
What?
This customer support. I'm saying it's not in India, which is...
Oh, well, yeah. It might be better if it was in bloody India. You don't know. But JetGex has always had bad customer support, and people have always been banned for crappy reasons. So I partly blame the people.
Just like the Nazis killed people for no reason.
Yeah, they did kill him for a reason. It was just a very bad reason.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, JetGex. I partly blame the people who report for such stupid reasons.
Yeah,
JetGex as well for not actually looking at that and saying it shouldn't be a ban.
Yeah, like for instance, they just listen to all their player mods without like doing stuff, you know? Like if a player mod submits a report, granted, that'll be like a mute or a ban. So, I don't know. In World War II, did the Nazis, like, kill people openly in the street, or...?
Probably in certain places. I'm not exactly sure of it. Anyway, last rant.
Anyways, I don't know. I just wanted to say that, if it comes from player mod, they just seem to do whatever the player mod does. Like, we had an instance of that, right? Anybody who's fairly active on our forums or in the clan chat channel will know, right? You know what I'm talking about, eh, Brad?
We had several instances of that, not just one.
Yeah, so... I don't know, that is a problem with JetGex. But anyways, next rant, it's about a thingy. Before you begin reading this, I want you to know that this is a serious rant. Anyways, when the Grand Exchange was first released, there was a little Easter egg. By searching thingy, you found a sapphire amulet-like object that costed 1 to 3 coins, with the examine info, Mabob. Thingy was an awesome secret. Sure, it wasn't much, but it was still cool nevertheless. Today, JetGex removed Thingy from the Grand Exchange. Why? I thought it was a fun little secret. It was completely unobtainable anyway, so there wasn't a way for its price to be manipulated. Bring Thingy back. It's a thingy.
I'm sure it wasn't an Easter... It probably wasn't an Easter egg. It was probably just a bug.
But how would an item called Thingy get in there?
Put in there?
Yeah.
It was probably a test.
Or like
they probably didn't intend to leave it in.
Yeah, or like some other test. Like, remember that when that NPC was named Nigger?
Yeah, so JetGex a racist.
Yeah. But I don't know. Like, that could just be a test, but I don't know. Like, there's a thingy in RuneScape, and it's a thingy-mabob. I just think that's fun. Don't you?
Yes.
I like it when there's little Easter eggs like that. I know I might have left a few around RSB&B somewhere, but I don't even remember where I put them. So.
Did
anyways,
you?
Yeah, I think so. I just don't remember where they are. So, I don't know. Too bad it's gone, but I just figured I'd point this out, that sometimes there are things like that, and it's rather interesting. A thingamabob. Anyways, are we done with the rants?
I think so.
Okay, on to the other things. We got the Skill of the Month update. This month is Hunter. We got two clear leaders. Connor and Kelsey. She's gained 1.2 and he's gained 1.873 million XP. And The next closest person is Southrend with a gain of 342,000 XP. So, good job, people. Keep going. Hunter, released a year ago, is finally skill of the month. What's your Hunter level, Brad?
24.
Ah, okay.
I would compete, but I'm afraid I would just wipe the floor with the other competitors, and so it wouldn't be fair.
Okay, so that's that. December Informer is out. Take a look. Informer.rsbb.com.
Read.
Yeah, some good articles this month. Multi-site Steel War is this Saturday. I'll try and have this out so you guys get the notice by then. Fight with RSBNB or else. Hey, Brad?
Something like that, yes.
Okay. Christmas event information. We posted a bit of info on how to donate for the drop party that'll be happening for the Christmas events. You can check that out on the forums at forums.rsbnb.com. Bit of info, more to come. Christmas show information. We should talk about this, shouldn't we?
Oh, yes, Christmas show.
Basically, what's happening this year is we've got the clip show as usual. Those are always fun to do, hey?
Oh, yeah, that's the most fun show of the year.
Yeah, and we got this, what are we going to call it, that one where we get to take those questions all throughout the show and they can be pretty much...
RSBNB Uncorked.
RSBNB Update Uncorked, there we go. Basically what that one is we'll be taking in a selection of questions from you guys, basically ranging from anything goes, but they do, like, they're not going to be simple questions, like, they have to have some discussion.
Yeah, like, what is your favorite color?
Those kind won't be taken, but something that will be taken would be something like political opinion on the Iraq War, other controversial things, aid to developing African countries, those kind of things would be taken.
Or not necessarily things like that, just anything that we could talk about that you want to know what we think about.
That we can discuss, just, you know?
And it'll be the admins will be on that show, yeah. And it'll be me, you, Mike, and Jeff.
So I don't know what else kind of questions, but those kind of questions. Do you have any ideas of other examples of what one could be?
No, I'm sure people will use their brains and come up with some pretty good ideas.
Okay. So what have we been doing? What have you been up to on RuneScape? Tell us for once.
Making pots to get 70 herbal.
Oh yeah, is that fun?
That's about it. No,
okay.
It's not. It's bloody boring.
Why not? You got make X now,
it's not
so,
fun.
So
it's just clicking.
So you won't ruin your hand.
Yeah, so I won't get what's it called?
Carpal tunnel.
What's it called? Carpal tunnel, that's it.
Yeah. Do you think that the Make X is fast enough?
I did notice something. It does seem to be slower when it adds the second ingredient to the partially finished potion than when it adds the water-filled vial to the herb. I did notice that. That was weird.
Interesting. Well, as for me, I've been working on school stuff and woodcutting. That's about all I've been doing, along with daily farming runs. Not too interesting. You can see more of that at runewire.com/Shane. You're at runewire.com/Brad. Are you going to be using that?
Maybe now and then, not too often.
Okay. I think that's about it for RSBNB Update 129. We'll see you guys all next week for Brad at setbybrad.com. And myself.
Goodbye.